Hi, my name is Johanna Gisladottir, and today we're going to discuss corruption and the willingness to pay taxes. A few years ago, I was having a conversation with a friend from Eastern Europe. I don't remember in which context specifically, but we were talking about healthcare, and my friend was advocating for private sector involvement. As someone who comes from a Nordic country where healthcare is and has belonged in the public domain, I didn't get it at first. Why wouldn't you want the state to deliver healthcare services to the people? It had worked well in our case. Further into the conversation, I started to get it. My friend's experience of publicly provided healthcare was miles away from mine. Healthcare and education are sectors that are often in the public domain since they are believed to be important for generating equality. However, my friend described how doctors had to rely on bribes from patients to secure an income that allowed for a decent standard of living, and patients having to pay bribes to doctors and hospital staff in order to receive treatment. For one reason or the other, the public service was underfunded. Public services such as healthcare are funded through tax collection. Political scientists have found that governments are more receptive to their citizens when government spending relies on citizen taxation, and tax compliance can be seen as a form of a social contract between the government on one hand and the citizens on the other hand. When people are under the impression that they are being treated equally and in a fair manner, they're much more likely to obey the law and pay their taxes. Citizens that perceive the government to be corrupt or the quality of government institutions to be low are less willing to pay higher taxes that will increase social spending, even though they indicate that they prefer economic equality. This comes back to a vicious cycle of low trust and low tax revenue. But if people have the feeling that nobody follows the rules, they do not see the reason they should be following them either, since it comes at a cost that others are able to avoid. In countries with an unfair legal system and widespread corruption, it's likely that tax compliance is lower than in ones that do not suffer from these conditions. When governments in the world are struggling with funding basic services, we need to turn the attention to the leaky faucet. According to an analysis done by the economist Gabriel Zucman, tax evasion has increased in the last decades, and in fact, there has never been more money in tax savings than there is today. The global cost of tax evasion amounts to roughly 8% of the financial wealth of households. Organized crime groups and corrupt officials often have to send money or other types of funds between law enforcement boundaries, which makes money laundering, corruption, and organized crime heavily related. The global financial system and its structure enables financial secrecy, which can act as a driver for corruption, since it can keep ownership hidden and allow people to make profits without running the risks of getting caught. International collaboration is lacking when it comes to the coordination of cross-country investigations, exchanges of evidence, and the financial controls, and the differences in standards for reporting about these kind of crimes further enables the spread of corruption. Following the Panama Papers in 2016, we've had multiple leaks, such as the Paradise Papers, the LuxLeaks, the FinCEN files, and so on. What these leaks have done is that they've opened a window, giving us a glimpse into how corporations, high-level politicians, and the wealthiest people on the planet avoid paying taxes through the use of shell companies, aided by the offshore financial industry. And this seems to be just the tip of the iceberg. According to a recent IMF article, individuals hold globally about $7 trillion in tax havens, which corresponds to roughly 10% of the world GDP. But how does all of this relate to sustainability? Well, as resources are extracted and used, those sectors generate revenues. And when those revenues do not find their way back into the economy through proper and legal channels, people and society fail to benefit. Extracting and using resources also generates CO2 emissions, which play the leading role in the current climate crisis we're facing. When our governments claim that they cannot afford the policies needed to tackle both the current climate crisis, funding of public services, and the growing inequalities in the world, we need to focus our efforts towards repairing the leaky faucet. Nobody should have to pay bribes to their doctor in order to receive medical treatment. You might now sit with the question of what can be done about this. The Tax Justice Network has advocated for the United Nations to set up a global convention against tax evasion. The people behind that network believe that we need a global and comprehensive agreement on how to tackle tax havens. More transparency is definitely needed. There is a local and a global dimension to tax collection, which both need to be considered and addressed. But hopefully, by addressing the global dimension, a first step towards repairing the leaky faucet would be achieved, signaling progress to the local level. Thank you.